We're back to Neil Haley's show. My guest today is Tracy Poizner, and we're going to talk about it from Space Time Alchemies. Tracy, how are you? And you're going to educate me. And what are Bach flowers? Because I have no idea. I just heard the word from you 6 months ago when I've been working on other marketing programs with you. And I'm like, what? And now you're going to educate me and the audience what Bach flowers are.
Yeah. So Bach flowers are Bach flower essences are a kind of energetic medicine. They're in the same world, roughly speaking, as homeopathic medicines. They're very different. I've been a homeopath for 25 years, so I understand the subtle differences between them, but certainly both kinds of products are energetic medicines that work on the physical body at a level beneath body chemistry, where, let's say, where the quantum physics part of your body lives. Okay, so I know for a lot of people, it's very hard to imagine that, you know, that there is a level of your body more fundamental than your body chemistry. But of course, if you look with a microscope, a powerful enough microscope, you get deeper and deeper into the cells, the molecules, the atoms, the subatomic particles. Okay, like those are undeniably part of your body, right? And the behavior of those subatomic particles, talking about like electrons and protons and neutrons that you learned about in science class, that's the world of quantum physics. And okay, before I dive too deep, because we did talk a little bit about quantum physics, I think last week, but Bach flowers are made not by like pulverizing the flower and extracting the chemical ingredients. They're made, you won't believe this, by laying the flowers in a bowl of water in the sunlight. And like, that's for real. And some energetic quality of the flower petals, I guess, is transferred into the water in a way that makes them active on the physical level when you take it into your mouth. So that all sounds kind of like pretty woo, but the truth is that these things have been used now for 100 years in all corners of the world. And there is a very famous blend of them called Rescue Remedy. So many, many of your listeners will have encountered Rescue Remedy on the shelf of their regular drugstore, their regular grocery store. It's something that many, many veterinarians use for animals because it's so calming. So these products have a long, long history of being tremendously effective. There are only 38 of them, 38 flowers that are not, that mostly they're not ornamental flowers. There are a couple that are, but the majority of them are tree flowers, interestingly enough. But this whole system was created by a medical doctor in England named Edward Bach. In honor of him, I'll say that he called himself Edward Bach. I find it hard to pronounce his name that way, but he started out as a bacteriologist who was working with the products of the human intestine to create healing injections, actually, is what he was doing originally. And he became very famous for that because it was extremely effective. And after a number of years, he took that whole system into the world of homeopathy, and he joined the Royal London Homeopathic Hospital, where he partnered with another homeopath and turned that whole, essentially a vaccine system, into homeopathic medicine. And then he became really famous for that. And then he walked away from the whole world of medicine to follow his intuition about flowers being powerful, a source of healing.
Wow.
And he did it in a very, very different way. Than there's nothing homeopathic about the preparation of these medicines or about how they're chosen to work with. So I love them personally because they are so simple to work with compared with homeopathy. I mentioned a moment ago that I've been a homeopath for 25 years. So I know what I'm saying when I say that the longer you study it, the more complex it gets. And there are only 38 of these Bach remedies, not thousands and thousands that you have to learn about as a homeopath. So it makes it possible for people to use them themselves. They were designed to be not something that is prescribed by a doctor, but something that householders have at home and they use on a regular basis for the ups and downs of everyday life, really.
Oh, wow. It's very, very interesting learning about it. And anyone could create it if you're a homeopath. You could take one of the flowers and mix it to make the product.
Yeah, you don't need to be a homeopath. Anybody can buy it. They're freely available in a lot of health food stores. And if you know which one or which combination you need, you can put a few drops into a dropper bottle of water and it's done. There's nothing difficult or special about how to use Bach flowers. The instructions are very simple. And I think that's a big part of its appeal, or it has been a big part of its appeal over the last 80, 90 plus years.
All right, so next episode, we're going to talk about specifically alchemy and how space-time alchemy takes Bach flowers and alchemy and combines them together into a new system.
Completely
I
new
can't wait.
system.
Okay, and just stay tuned, guys. Just look up Tracy Poisner and you'll hear about it. Thanks again, Tracy.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.